Welcome to episode 85 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again. My name is David Guerra, United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, we're going to talk about rule number 8 of The Walking Leader. Try out their work. And we're going to continue talking about leadership, and this time leadership in the news. So let's get started. Rule number 8 of The Walking Leader is try out their work. Now, The Walking Leader is my book, my first book on leadership. And it's got 20 rules. And rule number 8, like I said, is try out their work. See, when was the last time you got into the trenches? When were you there? When was the last time you filled a sandbag? When was the last time you answered the telephone, shredded paper, took the trash out? When was the last time you greeted customers? When was the last time you helped get customers out the door when things are backed up? Probably the last time was when it was your job to do those things. But guess what? As a leader, it's still your job. That's right. I'm here to tell you, it's still your job. See, if you're one of those that it's been, well, quite a while since you were last in the trenches, well, I guarantee the way they fill sandbags today is a little different than the way they fill sandbags in my days as an infantryman. So to get a better understanding of what your people are doing with those that you, when I say your people, I mean the people you supervise, the people you're responsible for. You have to get into the trenches. You have to just dive right in. Get into the thick of it. Every once in a while, I'm not saying you have to live there. I'm not saying you have to be there 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. No. What I'm saying is every once in a while, get in there, lend a helping hand, stay proficient in what they do. Because again, you don't have to know every little nuance, every little detail about what they do. But if part of what they do is answering the phones while they do other things, guess what? Answer the phones. See, because when you do that, it builds morale and it enhances esprit de corps. See, those that follow you, or better still, those you are responsible for, will see you in a different light. They will see you as more personable and more willing to lead from within. Not just from the front or push from behind like managers or bosses do. No, they will be more apt to form a bond, a loyalty with you, and what you are doing as the leader. Think about it. That's what they do. They will do that. So get in there. Know that what you're doing, be authentic about it. Be real about it. Don't say, oh, well, I got to do it just to go through the motions. No, it builds morale. And trust me, people will see it. They will see it. See, it also creates room for growth for everyone concerned, not just you as a leader, but them as the followers, as the people you're responsible for, as the frontline troops. They get to grow because now they get to see how it was done in your day, and they get to adjust and say, hey, look, wow, look how it was done back then. Why did this change? And maybe it shouldn't have changed. Think about that. But the other thing is when you're creating that growth or that opportunity for growth, the team forms a bond. And once the team has formed a bond, guess what? The team, that group, that's ready for change. Now, you know, they may be ready for the onset of change. Now, whether they act on that change or not, well, that's for a different podcast. But what I'm getting at is you're setting them up for change because, again, they see you no longer as that same old boss or the boss, like the one, the last boss. They don't see the new guy, the same old boss. They don't see that in you. They see somebody else. They see somebody who's going to be different and possibly wants to make things better for everybody. See, because when they see you in the trenches, when they see you in the trenches with them, those you lead will recognize that you understand life from their perspective. And that, my friends, means growing the team, the department, the entire organization. And that definitely will be much easier to do. Because if you're in there and they see you're in there with them, and you're sharing the grief and the turmoil and the joys and the wins and the losses, because no matter what, every organization has that, they see you're in there doing it with them, then guess what? You're growing already. Change is already happening, whether they want to see it or not, whether you want to believe it or not, change is happening. And that, my friends, is a very, very good thing. Now, On the flip side of this, there are still many, and I touched on it at the very beginning, there's still many people that truly believe that answering the telephone, sweeping the floors, throwing out the trash is beneath them. They still do. I mean, this is the 21st century, and they still believe that. And seriously, I do not know who sold them that load of crap, but nothing could be further from the truth. Sure, some people have a very specialized skill set, but that does not excuse them from throwing out the trash or at least cleaning up after themselves. Seriously, think about it. Just because they have a PhD or a MBA or whatever doesn't mean that they can't clean up after themselves. What do they do at home? Seriously. So, no matter what they do today or how they do it today, there we go. It still has to get done, and everybody has to lend a hand. Sure, the first thing somebody's going to say, and it's going to be that one person that truly believes it's not their job, is why did they hire that person in the first place if they're not going to do it, if all they're always asking for help? Well, if they're always asking for help, then there's a problem. But if they're not always asking for help and they just, you know, you see them backed up, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being a human being and stepping up and doing a little extra. It's not going to hurt you. And actually, who knows? It might make you a couple of new friends. Maybe some couple more people in your corner. And we all need people in our corner, trust me. So, remember that no matter how it's being done today, sandbags always need to be filled. There's always going to be sandbags that need to be filled. So roll up your sleeves and get into the trenches. Trenches. There we go. I get too fast. Show those you lead why you lead. Show them you come from the same place they come from. The place where paying your dues is expected before you can think of climbing up any rank. It is that simple, folks. It really is. Now, leadership in the news. See, as I record this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, the Secretary of Defense Senate confirmation hearings are just about wrapped up. Well, the Senate nominee, if you don't know by now, is retired Marine Corps General Mattis, M-A-T-T-I-S. And he's a great guy. Great guy. He's been out of the military for 7 years. He's a civilian now, but he's former military. And while I did not see the entire hearing, what I did see it really impressed me. And it left me feeling that the future of the United States military will be in better hands. The senators of the confirmation hearings, they threw out some great questions. They really were great questions, and it's something that I would expect to be thrown out there because you want to put that person to the test right off the bat, right from the get-go, and if they can't even meet that simple test, then, you know, maybe they shouldn't be where they've been nominated to be. And they tried. They tried to test the general's mettle, but he was unwavering. And while holding to a definite answer each time, he was professional the entire time. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not going to be a general Mad Dog Mattis love fest. No. But what this is that it sounds like someone is coming into a job that had become a career ender for many individuals before him. If anything, the general will change the U.S. military, the Department of Defense, and how the world will see our military for a long time to come. See, as a former infantryman myself, I have seen and have been led by some of the greatest, finest officers and non-commissioned officers this nation has ever produced. Then again, I have also seen firsthand how it is nearly impossible to accomplish a mission with one hand tied behind your back while hopping on one foot. And it's happened, and it's happened for far too long. So, see, when a leader tells you to go, fight, and win, and especially a leader like General Mattis, you know you're going to be led by someone who will be right there with you and leading from the front. It's a good place to lead from. Again, I'm not saying that we are lacking those leaders right now, but what I am saying is that barely winning a fight, while it still is a win, is not the way I or any of my brothers in arms from all past and present conflicts want to win. See, we would rather win knowing that we were led into battle knowing that our flanks and our rear were covered and our focus was on the mission ahead of us. that is the kind of leader we need, not just in the Department of Defense, but a leader that we need in every small business, in every state agency, in every city hall, every accounting department, everywhere. And again, we've got a good leader there, and it's going to set a good example for everyone else. So folks, if you have not seen those hearings, seen them, check them out on YouTube, check them out on C-SPAN. They're everywhere. And just take a look and you'll see what I'm talking about. This guy brings his confidence. He brought his A game, but his A game is his everyday game. And you can just tell because he didn't flinch. He's battle tested. And that's what we need. Leaders who are not afraid to take the hard questions and deliver the honest truth. And things are going to be good. Well, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode? Sorry about that. Do you have any questions about this podcast, episode number 85, or the entire Walking Leader podcast series? If you do, then please email me those questions at dave@daveguerra.com or tweet them to me at Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, DaveGuerra. See, this just about wraps it up for the 85th episode of the Walking Leader podcast. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, former active duty infantryman, entrepreneur, author of The Walking Leader, and Great to Follow, all of which can be found on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, either in paper or digital format. Folks, as always, I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate you. Thank you. And again, remember to step it up, because in 2017, stepping it up is the only way to be the Walking Leader and a leader that's great to follow.